Genesis chapter 6. When men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and any they wanted, they took for their wives. Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is flesh. His days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men, they bore children, who became the heroes of old, warriors of renown. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made humans on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the earth, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the sky, for I am sorry I ever made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man and blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. Noah fathered three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw that the earth was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their ways on the earth. So God said to Noah, I have decided to put an end to all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. Now look, I will destroy them along with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it with tar inside and out. Now this is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 450 feet. Its width, 75 feet. And its height, 45 feet. Make a roof for the ark, leaving an opening of 18 inches around the top. Put a door in the side of the ark. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For behold, I will bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is in the earth will die. I will establish my covenant with you, and you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives will come into the ark. And from every living thing of every kind you shall bring two of every kind, male and female, into the ark, to keep them alive with you. Of the birds after their kind, of the animals after their kind, of everything that creeps on the ground after its kind, two of every kind will come to you, to keep them alive. Also take with you all kinds of food for yourself. Store it up, and it will be food for you and for them. So Noah did everything that God commanded him.